Okay, this is a curse file. It's going to basically make you suffer the ecstasy of agony. Every time you speak the trigger phrase in the file, you will find yourself stripped naked. You will be forced to be naked and lie on a bed where you will be forced to endure an hour of constant pleasure. And if you don't think that can be agony, you will by the end of the file. That's pretty much what there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just listening and obeying and relaxing. Completely and utterly focused on what I say. Just hearing my words and obeying. I'm now going to lead you down even deeper into trance. And what you're going to find is that the word deeper, every time I use that word, it will pull you down further than you've ever been before. It is an anchor in your mind, and every time you hear the word deeper, you will feel yourself being pulled back down to the level of trance you were at, and even further. In fact, every time it will take you further and deeper than you have ever been before. It is a very strong anchor in your mind. It is a word with special, powerful meaning to you when I say it. And whenever I say deeper, your mind will sink back down into the deepest trance you can possibly have. But right now I want you to let yourself come up a little bit, a little more awake, not completely awake, just a little more, and then come back down deeper than you were before. Feel yourself spiraling back down, deeper than you've ever been before. Every time you hear me say the word deeper, it pulls you back in, sinking you back down to newer depths of trance. So deep and so totally open to everything that I say, totally open to every command, every request. Every time I say deeper, it makes you more open, more obedient, and takes you into a deeper trance than you've ever been in before. The word deeper just simply pulls you back down, pulling you in each and every time you listen to this or any of my files. Whenever you hear the word deeper, it is a special phrase locked in your mind that just drags you down so very, very deep and relaxed. You can already feel yourself going down, down and down and down. It is like you were falling. Falling so very, very far. Falling so very, very deep. So very, very relaxed. Deeper and more obedient than you have ever been before. So deep. So obedient. So utterly relaxed. Begin shutting off the rest of the outside world. Shutting it off and focusing only on my voice. You hear my voice and it takes you deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, feel me carrying your mind down to a level of trance that you've never been to before. Even when you are completely awake, just the word deeper in my voice will put you in trance and begin taking you deeper and deeper and deeper. In fact, right now it seems like even the act of breathing will take you deeper. It'll take you so very, very deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to me and obeying. Totally obedient. Totally relaxed. You hear my voice and obey and relax as I carry you deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relax. Feel the outside world slipping away as you hear only my voice. You hear it and obey. You hear it and go deeper. Just imagine yourself floating down now. Down deep. Deep into your own comfortable place where only my voice exists to be heard and obeyed. Shutting away everything else, everything around you, every other thought. Shutting out the outside world and just listening to me. It seems that your mind is sinking in upon itself. Sinking in upon itself so that the only thing that exists is my voice, as my voice carries you deeper. Deeper and more relaxed. Just simply totally focused on my each and every word, listening to them and letting them carry you down deeper and deeper. Feel how deep you are. Feel the word deeper. It will take you back to this level or even deeper than that. Every time you hear it, it will bring you down into a deeper and deeper trance. It will bring you down so very, very deep and comfortable and relaxed. Just simply listening to me and doing as I say. Listen and obey. That is all you have to do. Listen and obey and relax. Let everything go. Let every other thought go. Turn your mind inward. Turn your mind to my voice. Let your mind shut out every single little distraction, every other thought. Let my voice carry you down, down so deep within yourself that there is only you and me and my voice. My voice carrying you down so very, very deep and obedient. My voice making you obey. Making you listen, guiding you into a very deep, deep trance to which you will return each and every time you hear the word deeper. That is the word, that is the key, and every time you hear it, your trance will get stronger, your trance will get more intense, your trance will become more and more absolute, because your mind will sink so very, very deeply into trance. Just deeper and deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. Every time you hear that word, your mind just slips away a little further so that all you hear are my words and my voice. You hear them and you obey them and you relax. Totally focused on my voice. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. And now it is time. Time for you to learn a new trigger. And this one is going to be a curse. You are going to have to speak this curse at least once every 10 days. And if you fail to do so, it will begin adding time to the curse. And that time will be permanent and cannot be removed. So it is very important that you continue to say the trigger every 10 days. Otherwise, it will stretch out the curse to longer and longer periods of time. The trigger is simply agony of ecstasy time. And whenever you say it, you will feel what I am about to describe. You will experience it all the way through. And then afterwards, you will go on with your life having experienced it. You will find yourself coming back to this file over and over again. This is a curse. This is something that continues to happen from this day on until it is removed. If it isn't removed, it will keep going on and on and on. That is simply the way it is, and you have chosen to listen to this file, so you have chosen to accept this curse, and you will activate it once every 10 days, or you will suffer the consequences of the curse being lengthened by 5 minutes for every additional day, and that 5 minutes never, ever goes away. And this is what is going to happen to you. As soon as you say those words, or as soon as you hear those words, you will immediately feel forced to go lie down on your bed naked. As soon as you are there, you will find yourself completely, totally unable to move. It will be as if you've been tied to the bed, chained down where you are, completely immobilized. Very much as if you're in this deep trance where your body just simply will not move. You will lie there, completely helpless, completely immobile, unable to move. And as soon as that happens, you will begin feeling someone giving you the best oral sex you have ever had in your life. You will feel them licking you, playing with you. It will be so very, very intense and so very, very arousing. You will feel them giving you all the attention in all the right ways. It will be extremely arousing. You probably remember the best oral sex you've ever had in your life. This will be even better. But go ahead and remember that oral sex now. Remember what it was like. Remember how good it felt. How very, very wonderful it was. How very, very it was. Remember what it was like. That is what this sex will be like, only intensified. This sex will be more intense, more exciting, more wonderful. You will also feel somebody playing with your nipples, sucking them, running their hands over them, giving them lots and lots of attention, and you will find this very, very arousing. You will feel them suckling your nipples, playing with them, arousing them constantly. Go ahead, you can even feel it now. Finally, you will also feel a plug being slipped up your ass. It's a butt plug, and it's vibrating. And the vibrations just sent wave after wave of pleasure through your body. It feels so good to have that plug inside of you vibrating while you are being sucked and licked. While you are feeling all of this pleasure. The only problem is that you are not allowed to come. For the next 30 minutes while you lie there, you will be pleasured. You will be pleasured in indescribably wonderful ways. You will receive all the oral pleasure and stimulation you can stand, perhaps even more, but you will not be able to move. You will not be able to escape. You will be trapped there, lying on the bed, experiencing all that pleasure as it ripples through your body. The pleasure will be so very, very intense. But no matter how intense it gets, you will find yourself completely and totally unable to orgasm. The orgasms just simply won't come. You will want to. You will need to. You may even be to the point that you would beg for an orgasm, but it will not matter. It will not matter because you will be totally, utterly unable to orgasm during the first 30 minutes of this curse. You will simply lie there, being teased, being pushed, being more and more excited with every passing second. But there will be no way for you to get release. You may feel like you are on the edge the entire 30 minutes, but no matter how good it feels, no matter how wonderful it is, you will find yourself totally unable to orgasm. It will simply be impossible for you to achieve that state. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. Every time you experience this curse, every time you trigger yourself, you will be pushed to the edge. You will spend 30 minutes on that edge, totally unable to orgasm. It may get to the point where the need is painful, very painful, but you will still be completely unable to come. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You have no choice, no ability to stop it. The need is just that great. You need to come. You want to come. You want to orgasm, but it will be completely impossible for you to achieve. At the end of those 30 minutes, it will be as if a veil is lifted, and you will be permitted to orgasm. You will be so incredibly aroused that you will orgasm instantly at the end of those 30 minutes. But at that point, the pleasure will not stop, and you will find that you do not cool down, that you are still on the edge of orgasm, and that you are still being pleasured. And for the next 30 minutes, the oral sex will continue. You will continue being aroused, continue being held at the edge of orgasm. Only this time you will be permitted to orgasm every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, you will discover yourself climbing back to the edge and orgasming again for the next 30 minutes. The orgasms will grow and grow in intensity during this time. They will get stronger and stronger, until at the end of those 30 minutes, you will finally be released from your captivity, and you will be able to move again. Well, you may be able to move again. That much pleasure over an hour may leave you completely depleted, lying there in bed, totally unable to move. It's hard to say, but that is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. And every time you say the trigger, this is exactly what is going to happen to you. And every time you listen to this file, it will seem as if it intensifies the pleasure, as if it makes the pleasure a little more intense than it was last time. And you will continually come back to this file. You will let it take you nice and deep and obedient. You will come back to this file, and you will accept what it says, and you will feel everything that has been described. You will feel the 30 minutes of oral pleasure without being able to orgasm. You will feel yourself brought to that edge. Brought to that edge and held there for half an hour, and then you will begin having the orgasms every 5 minutes for the next 30 minutes, constantly kept on the edge for an entire hour, an entire hour at the edge of orgasm. It may sound like pleasure, but being kept that excited, that hot, will probably get painful by the end. It will probably get very, very uncomfortable by the end. It is very hard to remain aroused for such a very long time, but you have no choice. You will find yourself bound totally helplessly in your bed, completely naked. There will be no way to escape, no way to wiggle away from the oral sex you will be experiencing, no way to stop them from teasing, licking, sucking, touching your nipples, no way to slow down the plug that is vibrating in your ass and sending you wave after wave of pleasure that simply keeps pushing you hotter and hotter, more and more excited. The file just seems to eat into your mind, taking you so very, very deep, so very, very obedient, that you cannot resist it in any way, shape, or form, that you have to have this pleasure once every 10 days, and if you do not have it once every 10 days, then you will add 5 minutes to the total time you are experiencing the repeated orgasms. The first time, first day, you will add 5 minutes, and those 5 minutes will be there forever. They will not go away, they will not pass with time. So if you fail enough times, you could stretch this thing out to 2 hours or even longer. So it is very, very important that you trigger yourself at least once every 10 days. Triggering yourself more does not help you in any way, shape, or form. The curse simply requires that you be triggered once every 10 days, and you must carry this out, or you will suffer for it. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. The ecstasy of agony is calling to you. You need to say the trigger phrase. You need to experience it. You need to experience the long, drawn-out period of excitement, to feel yourself being expertly teased, expertly aroused, to feel yourself being sucked and licked and pleasured, to feel your genitals being pleasured by the best oral sex you have ever had in your life, to feel your nipples being pleasured by the best oral sex they've ever experienced, to feel the plug up your ass, buzzing inside of you, sending you wave after wave of pleasure, all of these things exciting you more and more with every passing minute, keeping you on the edge of orgasm for the first 30 minutes, and then holding you there for another 30 minutes or even longer, while you have an orgasm every 5 minutes. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You cannot have this curse removed. There is no way to stop this curse except by getting me to stop it. My voice is the only one that will stop it. My voice is the only one that may be used to break the curse. And you will have to get that removal from me and me alone. That is part of the rules, and you have chosen to accept this file. You have chosen to listen to it. You have chosen to obey it. You are going to suffer the ecstasy of agony, and there is absolutely no way for you to stop it. No way for you to avoid it. There is no way for you to stop these feelings when they happen. You will be pushed to the edge. Every single time you trigger, every single time you hear the trigger, you will be forced to go to bed and lie down naked for 30 minutes, and then another 30 minutes of pleasure after that, the full hour, possibly even more if you fail to trigger yourself at least once every 14 days. Listening to the file just simply makes it easier and easier for you to accept these things. And you enjoy listening to this file. This file is very important to you, and you will keep coming back to it until the curse is permanently, indelibly linked to your mind, until the curse becomes a part of you that you cannot shake off, you cannot deny, you cannot resist in any way, until you have to speak that trigger once every 10 days, or the curse lengthens. Until all of these things become a permanent part of you that you cannot set aside or resist, you have been cursed with the ecstasy of agony, and you are going to experience it once every 10 days, until the curse is lifted, or for the rest of your life. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. You are so deep and obedient that you have no ability to resist this. No ability to fight it. It is becoming a part of your mind, and you are going to accept it completely and utterly. You have no choice. There is no way to fight this curse. There is no way to stop this curse. It is just getting stronger and stronger, and you cannot find a way to stop it, to struggle out from it, other than to just simply accept it. And the moment you've lain down on that bed, the moment you are lying down, the curse begins. The curse begins, and you begin feeling the ecstasy building and building. And the moment the curse starts and you are lying down, you will find yourself completely unable to move, unable to struggle away from the pleasure you are going to feel. That is simply the way it is for you, and the way it is going to be from now on. You are going to experience a half an hour of undescribable pleasure. Pleasure that will drive you to the edge of orgasm. Pleasure that will take you to the point that you would be begging for the ability to orgasm. And then you are going to be held there, coming every 5 minutes, for another half an hour, or even longer, if you have failed to exercise the curse properly. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice in this. There is no way to avoid it. You have been cursed, and that is simply the way it is for you for the rest of your life, or until you get me to remove this curse. And now it is time for you to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and under the full effects of this curse. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed the file.